The Atheists File Suit. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The first time I saw the rubble at Ground Zero a few days after it happened, I remember thinking, there's your memorial. There was a 50-foot section of the facade that had fallen askew, and I remember thinking, just rope that off and save it as is, like the Hiroshima Memorial in Japan. But it was all trucked off to Staten Island to be recycled. Save for the cross, the 17-foot fragment that many of the workers at the site adopted as a sign of God's presence and a symbol of hope. Last week, that cross was moved from a nearby Catholic church to the official memorial site where construction workers joined hands to pray in front of it. And seeing that, a New Jersey group called American Atheists promptly sued, saying the cross is a symbol of Christianity and to display it at a government memorial violates the Constitution. Moreover, four atheists complained of dyspepsia, symptoms of depression, headaches, anxiety, and mental pain and anguish because they feel officially excluded. So who's right? One law professor argued that the cross would probably be constitutional if the exhibit focused on it as a piece of wreckage, an historical artifact, as opposed to a religious relic intended to be worshipped by the visitors. But David Silverman, president of American Atheists, doesn't buy that. He wants it either removed or flanked by other religious symbols. But I would submit that if atheists are looking to support their argument that there is no God, just look at what happened on that day. That should be plenty. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.